G'day everyone, it's Ian here, Ian in Brisbane, Queensland, the land of Oz, the land down under. How are you? You can follow me on all social networks as Ian Cath. You can actually find me, the best place to go and find me if you want to have a look at my different channels, don't know if you do, is about.me/IanCath. And I've got all my links there. It's a really great service, about.me. I love it. It's my online business card. And I actually put that address on my business cards because if people want to stalk me, that's the best place to go and find the different methods to lurk in the shadows of my digital world. And I'm quite happy for people to do that. My attitude is that I present myself as I am. I had a fellow a few years ago, I don't know if I've mentioned this on Audio Boo, I'd been podcasting on Twitter a few years, and Ross turned up in my life and he stayed a few days with me. He just contacted me and said, hey, I'm coming to Brisbane, any chance I can sleep on your couch? I went, sure, I don't know who you are, but I'll risk it. And he came around, he's a lovely guy, lovely young fellow, really smart. And he dropped by and he stayed for, I think, only one night. And as he left, he turned around to me and he paid me one of the greatest compliments I think I have ever been paid in my life. He said, you're one of the most genuine people I've ever met. You are exactly as you are. Wow, thanks, Ross. Thanks, Ross. Thanks, mate. It's wonderful. And that's basically the way I present. Yeah, I know we all tweak ourselves a little bit, you know, work, family, business. Yeah, we tweak ourselves a bit. Some people tweak themselves phenomenally. I know one guy, he's a great mate. Hey, we just knock about, we hang out, and I say, hey, Matt, how's it going? He's in real estate, you see. How's it going in business? He goes, well, you know, the market's looking up, you know, and he immediately clicks over to that real estate attitude. I feel like bitch slapping him because that's not who he really is. Well, that's who he is in business. But I just play it straight. I play a straight bat. And because I have great difficulty in faking it, I think you've got to be an incredibly... I think you've got to have an incredibly good memory to be a liar. And my memory's not that good. So I just play it straight. I am as I am as I am. And I try to be a decent person, so I've got nothing to be ashamed of. I like to be responsible for who I am. And today we've been having... Oh, God, I've been running around like a blue-ass fly today. Getting these... Got to get this production done for this trip to Singapore and... We've been waiting on this pigment to arrive that we're putting into some fiberglass polyester resin. And we knew that this was going to happen and I fully prepared for it. And, you know, they delayed getting us the pigment, but it finally arrived today. So now I'm into production and I've got the rest of this week and I've got to get it wrapped up before the weekend and when we go on Monday. But I've been running around like a blue-ass fly getting that sorted out. And I'm trying to organise my new iPad, getting the SIM card to work. Few issues. They didn't send me the correct SIM, so I've had to get another one and yada yada yada, but you know, that's not the point. Just these little glitches in life come about from time to time, and that's just the way it is. And the way I see it, you know, we have this stuff that turns up in our life all the time, and it's my responsibility to deal with it because it's stuff in my life. Maybe I attract it. Maybe it's happenstance. Maybe it's good or bad luck. These things happen in my life. And I don't like to put my stuff onto other people because then I am abdicating responsibility to them. And if I abdicate responsibility to them, I have no control. Whereas if I take responsibility, I at least have a modicum of control in my life. And for that reason, I have a major fucking problem with workplace health and safety. Yes, this is February, I think day 3 or 4. I noticed it came through the feed. I have a major problem with workplace health and safety. I always have. Because workplace health and safety says that somebody else is responsible for your welfare. And I think there is a huge problem with that. Now, I think, like everything in life, it's not a one and a zero, yes and a no, a black and a white. It's a shade of grey. And it's a very broad shade of grey that is responsibility of, say, the government, the road system, whoever runs that, the workplace, the construction site, the people who take charge, the bureaucrats. You know, they have some responsibility to the community. The people who run the sewerage plant and the waterworks and the electricity supply, they have a certain level of responsibility. The tradesmen who come and run electricity through your house have to be licensed. There is a certain amount of responsibility they have, and you can assume that they're going to be doing things that are appropriate. But at the same time, yeah, because we don't want to go back to 19th, 18th, 17th century work practices, you know, sweatshops with open belts flapping in the breeze from a drive shaft down to the machinery that you can get an arm caught in and wrenched off, and then they say, sorry, buddy, bad luck, hey, well, yeah, you might as well go home because you're no good to us now. And you go home and slowly die, and your family end up in the poorhouse, and debtors' home, and the kids are sent to a workhouse. Ah, you know, terrible stuff. We know, no, we don't want to go back to those bad old days. So the workplace has some responsibility to make sure that things are guarded and protected, but it's the extremity of it. High-vis shirts. I despise high-vis shirts. Where I work, everybody wears vests and high-vis shirts, and I manage to, most of the time, avoid it. I do have a vest, which I slip on from time to time when I think somebody important might be around. But generally speaking, I don't wear one because I think they're useless. And frankly, because I'm not wearing a high-vis shirt, I probably stand out more than everybody else who is wearing a high-vis shirt, because everybody notices the kid without the high-vis shirt. Remember when you used to go to school, if everybody wore a uniform, and if somebody came to school without a uniform on, you noticed them? Back in when I was just a lad, not quite 18 years of age, I started throwing myself out of aeroplanes. And over the next couple of thousand skydives that I did, I learnt profoundly the importance of responsibility, self-responsibility. And when I used to train students, I used to sit them down and I used to look them in the eye. And my opening statement was, hello everybody, welcome. I want to tell you about skydiving. Skydiving is not a natural thing to do. And it will kill you faster than just about anything. And my job is to teach you how to do it safely. But you have to be responsible for your own welfare. And I used to lay it on the line for them. This sport will kill you. But you have to break rules to be killed, because it's actually an incredibly safe sport, because it is obviously dangerous. It's not obviously dangerous when you drive a car, but it is dangerous. But we abdicate responsibility to the engineers who design those cars. We abdicate responsibility to the engineers who design the roads. We abdicate responsibility to the myriad of things. And with the concept of automated cars fast approaching, we're abdicating the responsibility of every part of the driving experience. And fair enough, I personally think artificially intelligent cars are probably going to be better than most of us on the road. But to blame other things for when things go pear-shaped in our world is where the problem is. When I was an apprentice, We had one pair of safety glasses for 30-odd guys in the entire workshop, and they were hanging on a hook next to the bench grinder where you sharpen your chisels. We didn't use safety glasses anywhere else, on the lathes, on the millers. Nowhere else did we use safety glasses. Now, that seems ludicrous now, because there is a place for safety glasses, and a little bit more than just on the bench grinder. But I know that if you go to a lot of construction sites, you can't even step on the site unless you're wearing a pair of safety glasses, and you have to wear them all the time because you just never know, there might be a mote of dust that will settle into your eye and you're going to have a workers' compensation claim. What a load of bullshit. Why do we have to be so paranoid? And if we're that paranoid, then we become paranoid of every shadow, every squeak and bump in the night, every situation, every bit of broken footpath is somebody else's responsibility. When I was in Argentina, I nearly twisted my ankle. I rolled my ankle a couple of times because the footpaths over there are actually owned by the property owners. So none of them look after them. Yeah, you know, there might be one little bit of footpath every once in a while that's cared for, and then there are other bits that are all broken up. So you're constantly ducking and weaving, looking out for dog turds and misaligned footpaths, because you had to, or else if you weren't self-responsible, you hurt yourself. And it was liberating. Now, I've nearly rolled my ankle a couple of times because I wasn't used to it, because here in Brisbane, the council goes out there and machines any of mismanaged, misaligned footpaths because they're responsible and people go and sue them. What a load of rubbish. Once I got used to the idea, which is the way we all were once upon a time, I looked after myself. And that's the subtlety of the issues with workplace health and safety that I have. There is a place for a certain amount of it, and that's cool. You know, make sure there are guards on machinery. Yes, put up some safety barriers beside the highways. Great idea, you know. Make sure that the roads are paved, not full of potholes that you're going to have to duck and weave. Yes, there is a certain level of it. But you take it too far. Wherever that cross in the line is, and that very grey line, what you end up with is people who no longer care for themselves. And then we end up with a situation in society whereby people don't care for their health, they don't care whether they take substances in their body that aren't appropriate, they don't care how their children are raised, they don't consider what the media is telling them, they abdicate responsibility at all levels. I drummed into my daughter's head when she was growing up, the three R's as I called it. Now, I don't know where I picked it up. Maybe I invented it myself. Maybe I picked it up from somewhere. But I have since heard that the Dalai Lama has referred to it exactly the way I've always said it. So I probably picked it up somewhere over there in the Buddhist stuff. Or maybe just general philosophy. But the three R's are simply respect yourself, respect others, and be responsible for what happens. It's really that simple. And if we don't do those things, if we're not respecting and being responsible, we're abdicating a lot of control. Now, some people don't like the idea of control. They want the government, the system, the schooling, whatever, the boss, to take responsibility for their life. Well, sure, you can do that. You can abdicate all those responsibilities. But ultimately, you're going to end up being responsible for the outcome of whatever may eventuate. I have a major problem with the nanny state, but while I'm at it, I actually am a huge fan of a socialist style society where if you fall over, there is a bit of a helping hand to help you get back on your feet. There is a balance in there. Like I said, it's a very grey area. I'm not talking about black or white here. But we have, I feel, and I work in it, I've worked a lot in industries where there are very sharp, spinny things that don't even notice a finger and will happily take it off with a blink. And I'm very responsible for the way I operate in my life and the way I duck and weave and care for hazards so that I live a good and rich and full life. And rather than blaming the world for the injustices that it bestows upon me, I can enjoy the world in the way that I, maybe not perfectly, but the way I create it. And if I zig instead of zag, oh well, that's just the way it is, because that's all I know how to do. And I don't beat myself up about it, but at least I'm responsible for it, rather than blaming the rest of the world. I have a major problem with the excesses which are expressed in workplace health and safety in this modern era. Yeah. Hope you're having a good night, folks. I'm going out to have a little bit of a bite to eat and a beer on this Wednesday night. Have a great night, everybody. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.